Welcome to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. It is Sunday, March 11th, 2007. It's 6 o'clock Central Time here in Texas. We're on live on the air on Sunday, March 11th, 2007, 6 p.m. Central Time, Texas time. Okay, we just went through the spring forward phase of the clock here in Texas, and I know that some places didn't jump forward. I know I just talked to Walter Burian here earlier today, which will he will be our guest during the second hour. Walter Burian, many of you know from CAFR1.com, CAFR1.com, and then he talks about the comprehensive annual financial reports, which is a real important thing to be talking about here in Texas right now, especially seeing as how the Texas legislators, Texas Transportation Commission, CAMPO Board, and many of these other entities involved in trying to build our roads claim that they're out of money. So we'll be working to expose that today. Also, hope you've got your pencil and paper handy. By the way, during this first hour, we will be taking calls during this first hour. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. And like I said, hopefully you've got your pencil and paper handy, because a couple of announcements right off the bat is on Wednesday, this Wednesday, March 14th, as many of you folks know around Central Texas as well as in other locations around the United States, is they're trying to do what they can to do away with public access television. So here in Austin, we're fighting to keep our public access television. We've got a lot of great shows. Alex Jones, Bob Dacey. I've got a show on Monday nights at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, or rather 9 p.m. And there are just a lot of great shows on access to be had. And it's probably some of the best TV there is in Austin, but probably country. It's unfortunate that others can't tune in to our cable access TV here in Austin, because that is one way that a lot of the information gets out. But anyway, this meeting will be at the new City Hall, which is on 2nd Street between Lavaca and Guadalupe, and it's going to be at 7 p.m. on March 14th, and that will be on Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. We'd like for everybody to come out and tell the Communications Commission no to the plan that would commercialize the station and destroy free speech. So please attend the meeting on Wednesday, March 14th at 7 p.m. at the new City Hall here in Austin. Sign up to speak or just hold up a sign. Just as long as you can show up and help, it'll be a great help. Stop the corporate takeover of public access. Let's stop them now. So if you've got questions about this event, call area code 512-255-0993. Once again, 512-255-0993. And folks, if you'd like to volunteer for something here in Central Texas to help, for example, we're fighting toll roads here, Trans-Texas Corridor, animal RFID issues. We're fighting on the Real ID Act. There's just an endless number of fights and battles that we're engaging in here at the Capitol here in Central Texas in Austin. And we have made progress on the Real ID Act. Nobody was really addressing that, but we've coalesced a little small group right now of some of my friends, Deborah, Aaron, and David Hall, and we've been out at the Capitol, and some doing research and some doing the internet warfare end of it. And together we've at least, I think they had it kind of in the works already, but we've had Representative Carl Issett out of Lubbock filed a resolution called HCR 148. HCR 148. And to learn more about that, you can go to I've set up a website that links over to a blog, and the URL for that is called whatwillyoudowithoutfreedom.com. That's whatwillyoudowithoutfreedom.com, and it'll take you to the blog that talks about this Real ID Act issue, because most of our state representatives and state senators, they really don't know what's going on with this Real Act. They don't understand how it's to destroy the Fifth Amendment. They don't understand how it usurps states' rights. And they don't understand the big overall agenda, that this is just an incremental step to eventually chipping us all. So, folks, if you will check out the website, whatwillyoudowithoutfreedom.com, and you learn what we've been doing here in the back, and it talks about the Real ID Act here in Texas. So we're going to break right now. We'll be right back. You're listening to Restoring the Republic, and we're going to be taking 1-800-313-9443. So stay tuned and check out publicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, America, does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery, the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and like criminals, so they farm government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so you never have to stand in a line away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a bread. Call 800-409-563 on the web, foodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the city's Bull Shoals Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby and musicals and Silver Dollar City is attended perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horse riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the activities available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resort offers it all. If you're staying a weekend or a month, Howard Creek Resort is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com. Call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led the path of paying excessive amounts of interest to lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Poor financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay 100% of your mortgage and other in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 92 years off your 30 mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask for a free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. And we're taking calls this hour at 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. While I'm thinking about it, I thank my producer Manny here in the studio and John, one of our new folks learning how to operate the board. Appreciate you guys working, doing what y'all are doing, slaving over the board over there in the producer's booth. Our guest on the second hour will be Walt Furian. His website is CAFR1.com, and that's spelled CAFR1.com. And CAFR part, that stands for Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports. As many of you know, here in Central Texas and beyond, when we're talking about toll road issues and Trans-Texas Corridor, that one of the big things we're getting told all the time by government officials and government entities is that we are out of money to build roads. They never happen to mention, well, they'll always mention the huge increase in population, but they won't mention the respective tax revenue growth that's come along with the huge growth in population. For example, in 1978, Texas total net tax revenues for 1978 were about $8.2 billion in 1978, and that's according to the state comptroller's website, Susan Combs, newly elected in 2006. And if you just go ahead and fast forward on up to the numbers, of course, those numbers grew on an annual basis every year, another billion here, another 2 billion, another 5 billion, another 10 billion. It's just been an incremental growth, a steady climb, regardless of the economy. It seems like that number has always climbed every year. But anyway, finally in 2006, the latest number we have is over $72 billion in net tax revenues for the state of all the different varieties of taxes that the state collects. $72 billion. That's a ninefold increase from 1978 to 2006, nearly ninefold increase. Now, folks, I'm old enough that I had a job in the late 70s. I was working for a beer distributor in Fort Worth, and that job might have paid maybe $30,000, $35,000 a year. And I'm guessing right now if I were doing that same job, it might pay maybe somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000 a year. It's nowhere near a ninefold increase. It's just amazing. And we're just talking about the state of Texas government net tax increases. I mean, what about all these counties and cities that have had their budgets just explode and blossom over the last – few decades as they keep continuing to grow their tax base, as more business comes in or more families come in with residential properties or commercial properties of any type. And we've just had steady growth here in Texas. We've had some little lulls and setbacks and recessions, but it's been steady growth, and those sales tax revenues, those tax revenues of every sort, have grown along with it. Okay, I didn't wrap up with the announcements during the first segment. There was one more announcement besides the we've got to help stop, keep the public access TV going here in Austin. And that meeting, again, once again, is March 14th, Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. It's going to be at the new Austin City Hall. And help us stop the public corporate take, to help us stop the corporate takeover of public access TV. So once again, the number to call for questions on that is 512-255-0993. All right, folks, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be taking calls for the rest of this hour. Open lines, basically, when I see you pop on the screen, I'll go ahead and take your call. All right, another event that we have going on, it's going to be on March 15th, is the Rocky Erickson Trust Presents. The Rocky Erickson Trust presents the 5th annual Rocky Erickson Psychedelic Ice Cream Social, celebrating electroshock survivors. So those of you that are around Central Texas, you know that Dr. John Breeding and others, many others here in Central Texas, have taken up the fight against electroshock therapy, which has been proven to be purely detrimental to any and all of its victims. It's been a really bad therapy implemented, and has caused memory loss and multiple other psychological and physical and neurological problems. It's going to be on Thursday, March 15th, 2007, at 2 p.m. at Threadgill's World Headquarters in South Austin. And folks down in South Austin, that's right there close to Riverside and Barton Springs. They're just south of Town Lake, Riverside and Barton Springs. And the event's going to be hosted by Austin Talk Radio Show host Jack Blood. Hope to see plenty of folks out there for that event. I'm sure Dr. John Breeding will be there. And there is a $20 general admission with children 12 and under, or free with an adult. So that's going to be an interesting event. Going to be a lot of folks there, I'm sure. It's going to have Rocky Erickson and the Explosives, Spoon, Robin Hitchcock and Peter Buck, Michelle Schacht, Stuart Braithwaite of Mogwai, Tommy X Hancock, Black Lips, Powell St. John, J.T. Van Zant, and Sumner Erickson of the Tech Centrics. Now, most of these folks I don't know, but I'm sure there are plenty of people in Austin that do know, those that have opportunity to get out on the town. This is the live music capital of the country, and this is South by Southwest Week coming up here in Austin, so there's going to be a lot of people here. I suggest if you don't have a hotel already, that you might as well make sure, if you're coming to Austin, you better go ahead and make sure you can book a room before you even try coming here at this point, because usually it's on South by Southwest, they get booked early and stay booked. Okay, and that pretty much covers the events. There are, I'm sure, more events that are going on. Check bravenewbookstore.com for local events here in Texas. And hopefully we'll get calls from folks that are doing events in other parts of the country, because I'd love to talk about your events. I know on meetup.com, folks, if you're interested in getting networked with more people wherever you're located, go to meetup.com, meetup.com, and you can get onto the 911 questions groups, and also there are groups concerned about impeaching Bush. And there's any number of other groups that are kind of like-minded on a variety of issues, everything from raw foods, organic foods, and other issues. So with that being said, let's get to one of the big stories, in my view, is about Rudy Giuliani. On Monday, a story came out. As you know, if you've been listening to the show, I've been talking about Rudolph Giuliani's activities and how somehow he is the front runner of the Republican Party. But as most of us here on this network and others agree, is that 911 is an activity in which Rudy Giuliani was complicit, especially in the cleanup. Rudy Giuliani was a prosecutor for many years in the state of New York, and he knows about protecting the crime scene and getting an investigation done, yet he endeavored to make sure that the 911 crime scene was quickly taken away. taken away, and much of the steel was exported to other countries, and the cleanup was expedited to keep a thorough and formal investigation from being done on that crime scene. It sure would help to know and be able to check all the little steel columns that were, I know we saw some photographs of them where you could see where they were just blatantly cut at an angle, and that's where potentially the thermite was set on those columns, and it would have been great to have some real forensic evidence being gained by some credible sources. But anyway, Rudy Giuliani, on Monday, a news report came out, and this was out in the New York Times on Monday, March 5th, that Rudy Giuliani had bought an investment banking firm, and he named it Giuliani Capital Advisors. And Giuliani Capital Advisors, which he purchased the investment banking firm from Ernst & Young in 2004, at a reported $9.8 million. So now what's happened this past week or two, Macquarie Group of Australia, some people pronounce it Macquarie. Macquarie is one of the big toll road consortiums working to build toll roads all around the state. They've also been involved in the Chicago Skyway, and I think they're a partner in the Indiana Toll Road project with Cintra. And I think they're also, Macquarie is also involved in the 407 ETR up in Toronto, Canada. And Macquarie has bought Giuliani Capital Advisors from Rudolph Giuliani just in time to finance a presidential campaign, evidently, because it's reported that this sale could fetch $80 million to $100 million for the sale of Giuliani Capital Advisors. Now, folks, if he bought it for $9.8 million in 2004 and he's turned around and selling it, the actual disclosure, the actual price of the sale has not been disclosed, but it is being estimated that by these business folks in the business community, it is being estimated that that price, the sales price on Giuliani Capital Advisors, is $80 million to $100 million. So that means that Rudolph Giuliani is netting, you know, in the neighborhood of $80, $90 million on this three-year-long investment of this investment banking firm. So it's pretty incredible. Just in time, you know, it's just pretty coincidental, too, that it's just in time to help fund a big presidential run, which I'm sure is going to take a minimum of $100 million. But if he's netting $80, $90 million on this one sale of this investment banking firm, then I tell you what, that pretty much looks like Macquarie, if they end up getting in Giuliani as becoming president. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if Macquarie actually probably does business with several of the other candidates, and that's one of the things that I plan on watching through the next months and weeks, days, weeks, and months, is to be watching these other candidates and what kind of other activities they're involved in, because I've talked about on the show before with Rudolph Giuliani, we've got some real issues ahead of us if this man does indeed become president, and 911 is just the beginning of that iceberg. I tell you that the situation with 911 is just incredible, and I think that if we're able to learn all of what Rudolph Giuliani knew about 911 prior to the event, it would just probably be pretty shocking and eyebrow raising. So you might want to check out that story. And folks, once again, our calling number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever changes, world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die. Live and let die.
Live and let die.
Live and
most likely to get passed, hopefully to at least stop the toll roads and stop the Trans-Texas Corridor, or at least put a two-year moratorium on them, is HB 2772. That is HB 2772. That's the folks that we need to be calling our House reps about and our state senators about, because that puts a two-year moratorium on toll roads and Trans-Texas Corridor. And you can learn on this bill, about this bill at HB 2772. You can learn about the bill at sanantoniotollparty.com. And Terry Hall has got a list of some of the representatives, and I don't think there's any senators in this particular list, but there's quite a few senators around the San Antonio area that are not on board with HB 2772. Immediately when this bill was filed, it had about 25 co-authors in the Senate, which here in Texas we've got, I believe, 31 senators, and 25 senators signed on right away when the bill was filed. But there's a list in San Antonio. You've got Frank Court, Ruth McClendon Jones, Jose Menendez, Robert Puente, Trey Martinez Fisher, Mike Villarreal, and Edmund Kumpel are some of the state reps that are not on board in the San Antonio area, and we need to create a similar list here in Central Texas and in other parts of Texas, because the we've already got what it takes to override a gubernatorial veto in the Senate side of the House. Now what we need is a veto-proof majority in the House of Representatives at the state of Texas to get HB 2772 passed. So there are a lot of state reps. I think there's about 40 or 50 state reps that have signed on to support HB 2772, but the safe number we need would be approximately 100 state reps to make this a veto-proof legislation. Now, along with going to sanantoniotollparty.com, if you go to corridorwatch.org, and there'll be more details. They've got another thorough list of all the names of the state reps and state senators on that website. And like I said, some more of the legislation that we're working, actually on the issue of the Real ID Act, we need to work against two of the bills. One of them is SB 1250, which is passed on the Senate side by Senator John Corona, which helps implement the Real ID Act. And on the House side by Representative Frank Court is HB 2869. That's HB 2869, and these two bills, SB 1250 and on the House side, HB 2869, they must be stopped because they help implement the Real ID Act here at the state level. And so hopefully we can stop those two bills, and we need to communicate to all our state senators and state reps that these two bills must not be passed. And in fact, the one we need to support is House Resolution HC.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
We do have about 60 signed on in the House, which gives us 40% in the House. And to be veto-proof, we do need 75%. The good news is in the Senate, there are 25 members signed on. It's 81% in the Senate that is signed on, actually as co-authors of Senate Bill 1267, and only six senators have not signed on to the Senate Bill 1267. So there's a great deal of support on the Senate side of the House for stopping the Trans-Texas Corridor and for stopping toll roads with this two-year moratorium bill. And in the House, like I said, we've got 60 members signed on, so that's still a lot of members, but we do need to get to the 75% threshold, which would be roughly about 100-some-odd senators or some-odd representatives in the House side. So there we go. We've got our work cut out for us. If you go to thecorridorwatch.org, you can see the legislative scorecard, and I think there's also email contact there. Right, there is information on how to contact them. It gives you a link to go straight over there to their website from the state where you can email them and learn about what's going on and also email them with your comments. These folks do respond. That's the good news about it, is that if we just get active, they do respond to visits. They do respond to phone calls, emails, and faxes. It's just there's not enough of us that are active in doing it. I think when more of us get active in contacting our state legislators, because most of the people they deal with are down there trying to do business. They're lobbying with these big corporate entities, trying to get their projects worked on and get their projects going through. And the toll roads is just one example of that. One question that has been brought up a lot here lately in Texas is about the managed lane concept of toll roads here in, being able to use them in Texas. And the managed lanes are something they want to implement on the road called MOPAC here. Well, folks, if you want to study the issue of managed lanes, a good road to check out is SR 91 in the state of California. So if you just open up your favorite search engine and you can check out SR 91 in the state of California, that's State Road 91. And what happened was is Orange County claimed they didn't have the money to build their roads that they needed, so they did invite a public-private partnership in to build these managed lanes in the middle of SR 91. And the managed lanes were built, and from what I understand, they were opened in December of 1995. Now, here they are in 2007, and one of the promises behind the managed lane projects and promises is that the money from these managed lanes will be used to build alternate routes and or more capacity on the existing road, or even maybe go in towards mass transit or public transportation or some other means of transporting folks. Now, to my knowledge, none of that's happened, despite the fact that these managed lanes have been in operation since 1995. So here we are going on over 11 years into the 12th year of operation of these managed lanes in the state of California. And you can go to SanAntonioTollParty.com and find a photo of just the massive gridlock involved on that road. It's just bumper-to-bumper traffic many hours of the day. And basically, it's kind of extortion that you have to pay extra money to get on the managed lanes to get down the road in a timely fashion. And those tolls are what they call dynamic pricing. They actually fluctuate electronically according to the level of traffic on that road on those managed lanes. They want to keep the speed on those managed lanes traveling at 50 miles an hour minimum. So what they do is if traffic gets too heavy on the managed lanes, they raise the tolls dynamically with the electronic tolling systems, RFID, et cetera, and they literally price people off to keep that road moving at 50 miles an hour, because the more expensive it gets, the more painful it gets to stay on there, the more painful to your wallet it gets to ride on that road. So SR 91 is a good example of what can go wrong. As a matter of fact, now what's happened is a few years back when Orange County did decide to take the bull by the horns and say, hey, look, we've got to add some capacity, some extra lanes on SR 91 or an alternative route or something. We've got to do something to address the traffic issue on State Road 91. And then the public-private partner that's involved in the managed lane project says, no, 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 Orange County, it's a no-go. You cannot expand SR 91. You cannot build on free lanes. You cannot build nearby alternates. Here is our non-compete agreement. So what is going on there when you've got a non-compete agreement, when managed lanes are supposed to help solve traffic. And yes, for the folks that are willing to be extorted and willing to be blackmailed and willing to cough up with their wallet and purses, then they're able to get from point A to point B. They're in Orange County, Riverside County. But you just got to be able to and willing to pony up. In the meantime, if you're on the lower side of the economic scale, then you're just stuck in traffic there in Orange County. Here we are, like I said, over 11 years into the project, and that's where they stand. All right, folks, I'm going to give the call-in number once again. It's 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. I don't think we've got the Super Bowl this Sunday going up against us, but maybe there's something going on TV that's big. But if you want to give me a call between now and the top of the hour, we'll be bringing on Walter Burian on from CAFR1.com, CAFR1.com. Walter Burian will be coming on and talking about the comprehensive annual financial reports. So we'll also be welcoming questions from the audience about CAFR 1 and the CAFR comprehensive annual financial report issues. Okay. Some of the other bills that are working their way through the House and Senate here in Texas are about non-compete clauses, as I was talking about SR 91 just a little bit ago. You've got SB 149, authored by John Corona. You've got Stopping Privatization Foreign Management, HB 1321. You've got other bills to stop public-private partnerships. And here in Texas, the public-private partnerships are called CDAs, Comprehensive Development Agreements. And some of those that are in play right now are SB 275, SB 621, SB 256. Anyway, bottom line is there is a lot of legislation working its way through. I think the best possibilities are looking to be the SB 1267 and HB 2772, the two-year moratoriums. But if you go to either of the websites, CorridorWatch.org or SanAntonioTowParty.com, and also TexasTurf.org, that's TexasTurf.org, and that TURF stands for Texans Uniting for Reform and Freedom. And that's also a website that is run by Terry Hall. But there's some rundowns on all this different pending legislation on both those websites, and it takes a little bit to check it all out. Okay, I understand we got Randall on line three. So let's go ahead and bring up Randall on line three. Hello, Randall. How are you?
Hey, Rich there. Enjoying your program. I missed the first part of it. But one of the things I wanted to mention, and that is that we need to get more people putting the pressure on those politicians up there and get them to just make sure that they do the right thing, that tell our neighbors that, hey, we need to get this pressure on, and that includes the ID Act, the federal ID. I understand that Montana was a state that turned away the corridors and turned away the ID, and they're doing some good things. So it's other states, so we need to follow suit.
Absolutely, and Texas is such a huge state that I think it's harder to work and manage, but a lot of these smaller states with less population, I think they can really be even way more effective in a quicker fashion than Texas.
Hello?
Randall, are you still there? Okay, I can hear Randall. I don't know if Randall can hear me. Hello, Randall? Okay. All right. Well, as Randall was saying, though, is we do need to get active. And, Randall, if you're still there, just chime in if you can hear us. But the smaller states, I think, really have a greater opportunity and an easier opportunity to get involved and make things happen at their state capitals. I think that all people that are like-minded with the Patriot Freedom Liberty Christian community just need to get down their state capitals and get active and start making a difference. And these state representatives and state senators, especially at the state level, do respond and listen to what we have to say. So we just need to be there and let them know what is going on. A lot of them, from what my experience was down at the Capitol, that things are just hustle-bustle down there, and these state legislators stay so busy that they really don't have time to look up. And that's one of the ways that the globalist agenda works against us all, is by keeping us so busy with just making a living, doing our regular things in life, and running around taking the kids here and there to and fro, that we're all so busy that most folks just don't know what is going on. And I think with a lot of our state representatives and state senators and state legislators at the state and U.S. level as well, that they're just not able to look up to see what is really going on. So, folks, I don't know how Randall got cut off, but Randall, if you're still out there, if you want to call in before we go to the top of the hour, 1-800-313-9443. We welcome your call. And okay. So I think we got Randall back. Hello, Randall. Are you back on the air, Randall? Okay. No, we're not getting them on here. So, folks, we are live on the air. It is March 11th, 2007, and you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. And our guest will be coming up at the top of the hour will be Walter Burian. He's living in Arizona now, and he's got a great website called CAFR1.com. So, okay, I think I'm getting Randall. Is that you on the air now? Okay, I do hear somebody on the phone, but I think they're on hold or just waiting there. So, some of the things that folks can do, as Randall was saying, is we do need to get active and contact our representatives. This is our opportunity here to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor and to slow down the toll road projects here in the state of Texas, as well as animal RFID issues, and as well as the Real ID Act that the we do have some House resolution in the House to help stop the Real ID Act, and that is HCR 148. That's a resolution in the House, HCR 148, and hopefully we can get that passed, but we do need to knock down SB 1250 and HB 2869. Those need to be stopped because those help implement the Real ID Act. And if you'd like to volunteer to help on that here in Central Texas, the volunteer calling line is 512-828-7240, 512-828-7240. And you can help us get on the team to stop the Real ID Act. Or if you're interested in helping stop the animal RFID, go to farmandranchfreedom.com, farmandranchfreedom.com. And also on the toll road issues, texastollparty.com, texastollparty.com, and sanantoniotollparty.com. And, of course, if you want to see the legislative scorecard on these two bills that are trying to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor and toll roads, make sure and go to corridorwatch.org. All right. Well, once again, we've got Randall. Let's go ahead and give it another shot with Randall. Hello, Randall. Okay. I don't know why.
Okay. I got you there now.
Okay. Hi, Randall. How are you?
I'm doing fine again. I don't know if you heard that Montana has apparently dropped the all of these, the ID and the corridors and they just, and I think it was like a totally 100% of the senators, they really took it away. And so Montana is, I think, the state to look at. So,
okay.
I don't know if I covered that a while ago when I lost you there. I don't know if it's my cell phone or just what the deal is. But anyhow, keep up the good work, and we've got to get people to go to their neighbor next door and up and down the street and say, hey, let's stop some of these things of the corridors. And
that's right. I agree with that because, you know, as you were saying, in Montana, that's a state where its population is not that hard to reach, I would think, especially in the state capital, that I think it would take an even smaller group of people to make a huge difference there. All right, folks, we're going to go to break. Randall, if you want to hang on, we'll finish up the next segment there.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks. Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Until their own ox is gored. And whenever they, if they go to Corridor Watch and start looking at some of these proposed corridors, and not the 4,000 miles advertised, but 8,000 miles worth, going all over the state, eating up valuable farmland, and now they've kind of gotten off of 35, and they're going to try to push this 69 over there through East Texas. But, you know, they're going to try to push all they can because apparently they got to be getting some kind of payoff money from these big contractors. And they'll say, well, they've got the tollways in Houston and they're working good. Yes, but that's owned by the local sole authority, not a foreign corporation. So anyhow, it's something that is very serious, and and this national ID is just about as bad, and it's just a matter of time that they're wanting to round us all up and know exactly where we are by the chip that we are.
That's right. Well, you know, you're mentioning Houston, and they'll keep citing that Houston is one of the examples of where toll roads have solved their traffic issues. But I take issue with that because in 2004, the U.S. Census reported that the Houston metropolitan area was about 5.2 million folks there, and which ranked seventh largest metropolitan area in the United States. And yet their traffic is actually, they are in the fifth spot for fifth most annual hours of delay per traveler. And those are 2003 numbers for the Texas Transportation Institute, which is the big think tank out of Texas A&M University. So here they are, seventh largest metropolitan area, but they're disproportionately high by two notches into as far as like worst traffic. They've got 63 annual hours of delay reported in 2003. And like I say, that's by this report from the Texas Transportation Institute. So even in Houston, where I think the way we can talk about Houston, for example, is I like to say it's like Houston was like a person being strangled and held underwater with respect to their traffic. And now with this toll roads, well, they're still being strangled. They're still strangled at the neck with got a big giant pair of hands around them traffic-wise. But they've just been pulled out of the water now because they have these toll roads going.
Yeah, and they're having to pay for it.
Exactly, and at least like you said, though, is they are publicly run and publicly maintained. And well, that was one thing that came out in that hearing on Thursday, March 1st, over and over and over, that the CDAs, the public-private partnerships, were the worst scheme, the worst method, the most expensive method of trying to get roads built, because they will, you know, these companies have to have a return on investment, have to have a profit, which that's all good in many cases, but when it comes to public utility like transportation, these roads, that's a different issue. Randall, thank you very much for your call, and I appreciate that. In these smaller states, we really do have an opportunity to get active in these smaller states and get more action done quicker. Thanks to all those folks in Montana that are up there evidently watching what's going on in their legislatures. And it sounds like there are a lot of state reps and state senators up in Montana that must be aware of what's going on. So maybe that's a good place to head off to, is Montana. All right.